Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Sam Smith Audio Show. Okay, so I took a break from the show for a couple of weeks there to get through the holidays with Hanukkah and Christmas and New Year's, and then my girlfriend's birthday party, of course. Or not birthday party, which she went to her sister's. But anyways, I took a break from it for a couple of days. But I hadn't quit, in case you guys were wondering if I gave up on my podcast by now. No, I'm still here and still putting out content. So anyways, I hope you guys enjoy this this episode. I have a new segment for you guys in this one. It's called Late Night Thoughts. And it's pretty much just, random thoughts that I have. I'm going to start writing them down, and thoughts and ideas that I have. And I'm just going to start jotting it down and talking about it, talking about whatever it is that I thought was important enough to put on paper with you guys. And so I hope you enjoy that, and stay tuned, and let's get this thing started.
What's it all about?
Hey everybody, and welcome back to the spotlight. And this is a good one. Okay, I wanted to do I wanted to let you guys know something about one of my favorite nature trails here in North Little Rock. That's the most nature sound effect that I've got. But anyways, Emerald Park in North Little Rock. If you've never been to Emerald Park and walked down through there and looked at the view off the top of the hill and stuff, it's kind of like a little mountain, you know, and it's got like little cliffs and stuff that you can look out off of, you know, where it looks like there used to be a quarry or something there back in the day, but it's pretty cool. It's neat, you know. You can see all of, you can see a lot of, like, the Little Rock side around, like, the Highway 10 area on some spots. And then some spots you can see, like, down around the downtown area, around the River Market and all of that. And, you know, some spots you can see, like, the buildings and stuff off in the distance. It's really a great place to go to take pictures and stuff. I love going up there and taking, like, snapping little pictures and walking and, you know, maybe smoking a little bit, I don't know. But it's relaxing. It's got a nice, peaceful, calming, chill vibe and stuff to it. There's a lot of, like, big rocks and plenty of stuff to look at, you know, around the area and everything. So anyways, that is you know, a good nature trail to go check out. Also, Punks for Paws show at Vino's, it's coming up this weekend, Saturday, pretty sure, yeah, it's Saturday, I think, but anyways, this Saturday, it's gonna be awesome, I can't wait. Alright, so an update on the, ticket giveaway for the Punks for Paws show. Juan, my buddy Juan, that I've known him for a long time and stuff, but anyways, Hey, Juan, thanks for participating in the contest and sharing Season 2, Episode 2, Revision. And thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it and keep tuning in. And, dude, I can't wait to see you. I haven't seen you in a long time, man. Can't wait to see you at the fucking show and all of that Saturday. Message me or something or call me, and I'll meet you up there and give you your ticket, man, that you won. And you're going to like Anchor the Appetite if you haven't already checked them out. But they really, Anchor the Appetite, speaking of them, they just released a badass music video the other day. It was so freaking awesome. Like, I like how in the video, I'm not going to give out any spoilers for this music video. You're just going to have to go and check it out. It's, the name of the song is Worthless Coward by Anchor the Appetite. Check it out on YouTube. It is freaking sick. Guys, you did a great job with this music video. I think I heard that, heard it right, but I'm pretty sure, was it Hayden Valentine or something with the Unparalleled Images or whatever? I think he was the one that helped these guys with the music video. I think they worked with him on it. They all did a really good job on that. And anyways, go check that out. And I can't wait to see these guys live at Punks for Paws. If you're in a band or anything like that, donate some merch for a raffle up there. I think you can do that at the show. You can donate dog food, dog collars, anything. Any kind of donations to help these animals, man. It all helps. And this show is going to be awesome. Anyways, I can't wait to see y'all there and all of that. Don't forget to check out Emerald Park. And that's it for the spotlight this week. And stay tuned for the next segment. Later. Hey, and welcome to the Sam Smith Audio Show. Welcome back, guys. Hope you enjoyed the spotlight this week. This is a new segment. It's called Late Night Thoughts, and it's just random shit that I think of. I don't know. I think of a lot of random shit sometimes. Like, I'll be trying to go to sleep, and I'll have, like, my brain's just going. So I've decided to write down some of the crazy bullshit that I think of while I'm trying to go to sleep. It also helps me sleep, guys, whenever I write down some stuff. Just jot it down, you know, just a rough draft. I'm just going to be reading that kind of shit to you. Anyways, small changes in our life can have great impacts on our quality of living. Okay, here's an example. Say you get paid twice a month, the 1st and the 15th. Essentially, it should be the same every month when you get paid. Unless there's an extra day in the month or a holiday or something like that, you know. All that kind of stuff is going to affect payday, you know. It might, it could set it back. You could get a paycheck early, you know. But let's say it sets it back. So payday is set back to come in. The paycheck is going to come in late because of a holiday or something. This causes you to be late on bills or other debts that you might owe. And, you know, that kind of stuff can be really, really tough, you know, when you have late fees and all of that. So, of course, this is going to cause, like, anxiety, stress, anger, and eventually depression if you don't put your emotions in check. And sometimes we need to, you know, remind ourselves, like, yeah, we got, you know, chill the fuck out, you know what I mean? And this is a dark place, too. It's a dark mindset. It's a dark place to get into with your way of thinking, and it's not healthy at all. And, I mean, I'm guilty of it. You know, I'll say, you know, sometimes I'll get in a shitty mindset and just fuck everything, you know. But I always put myself in check and was like, no. You got to give a fuck about stuff, you know. And whenever I feel myself start to get in a bad mindset, I go to Emerald Park, take a deep breath, you know, check out the view and all that good stuff. And then I'm usually right back to normal. But anyways, some actions and reactions you can't control. Some you can. You have to handle the things that you can control and not let your emotions get the best of you. You know, don't stress over things that are out of your control. You know, say your paycheck gets, you know, say all of that does happen. Now you owe late fees and all that. Just budget your money differently. Buy some cheap food that you usually wouldn't buy. And handle your business, you know. It's all you can do. And not let it stress you out. Just know that you're going to get back on track if you get in a shitty situation that you don't have any, you know, a lot of control over. You know, there's a lot more that you do have control over. And that's, you know, what you should focus on and stuff. So, it's kind of like, you know, some people say, find what you're best at and focus on that instead of focusing on a whole bunch of little things, you know, at a whole bunch of, like, different things. Instead of trying to improve in a whole bunch of different areas, focus on one area, focus on one thing that you like to do and get really good at it. Mine was gardening. I got really fucking good at gardening. And I've been doing it ever since. And and I make pretty good money at it too. So, you know, that's some of my thoughts that I have written down so far. Oh, things to improve in 2020. This shit's gonna be fun. Okay. Let's start this off. Things to improve. Getting up early. My diet. Getting to work every day early. Exercise. My podcast. Self-love. Spending more time with my family. My education. My vocabulary. Quitting cigarettes. That's a big one for me. And that's going to be a tough one, but I think I can do it, guys. Listen to more music. I need to listen to more music during the day. You know, I don't listen to enough of it. And, I need to get some earbuds for work. That's what I'm saying. Argue less, you know, whenever people piss me off or say dumb shit, don't argue with them. Just let it, just fucking leave them be. Let them figure it out on their own sometimes, you know, like people at work. For instance, you know, make sure Bree and the kids are happy. It's pretty much little simple stuff, you know. Things I won't tolerate from myself in 2020, laziness, procrastination, excuses, hate, ungratefulness, negativity, self-hatred, not reading every day. I'm not going to tolerate that shit from myself. I have to read at least 2 chapters a day. Every day. Can't, you know, even if that means cutting out a little bit of Netflix, you know? So, reading every day. That's one of the things I'm going to do. So I'm not going to tolerate, you know, procrastinating and saying, fuck it, I'll read tomorrow, you know. No, I'm going to read today. Not learning new things. I need some new hobbies. I need to learn new shit, you know. Oh, that's part of reading. If I'm reading, you know, I could read factual books, nonfiction books, learn some new shit that way. I'm not gonna tolerate smoking cigarettes for myself. Not gonna do that anymore. I'm done with cigarettes. Binging on social media. This is a big one. I've noticed that I will sit there and just fucking scroll through social media looking at dumbass memes for fucking ever. And I'm noticing, I'm like, man, this cannot be healthy for myself to keep doing this all the time. So I'm going to try and be off of social media a little bit less. So, that's part of the reason I took a break for the holidays. I took a break for the holidays, and then I took a break from social media and all that. And to me, that means, fucking podcasting too. Because if I start podcasting, I'm going to want to get on social media, and see what the hell's going on and all that kind of stuff. But I'm going to do that a little bit less. So the show is probably going to be every other week instead of every week now. But it's all good. That'll just give me more time to work on things and stuff, on the episodes and all of that. habits, things I will never do again, or things/habits that I won't do again. Sleep late. I'm going to try not to sleep late because I wake up late every morning. I'm not going to be late for work at all in 2020. And so far, I've been there 30 minutes fucking early every day. A couple of days, I showed up an hour early to work and fucking killed it all day. And, dude, I had 30 hours by Wednesday. So, anyways, I'm doing pretty good so far. So, I'm not going to sleep in and be late for work and all that shit. I'm not, again, not going to fucking procrastinate. Not going to be hateful, and I'm not going to be fucking ungrateful. I'm going to try and change my fucking attitude towards life, because I'm tired of being depressed. I'm sick of being unhappy and depressed and all of that, and I know it's all in my head, So I'm changing up my habits and everything. I'm done with this shit. I'm done living an unhealthy lifestyle, and I'm thinking about going pescatarian too, where, in case you don't know what that is, it's where you eat nothing but fish and veggies, pretty much. It's pretty much like a vegetarian diet, but you're allowed to eat fish. So there's that. But anyways, back to the subject that we're on here, this list of stuff. I'm not going to skip a workout. I'm going to try and stay fit this year, guys. I'm going to try and get in better shape. I'm not going to question myself, that's something I'm not going to, do just a whole hell of a lot. That's why? You only live once, man. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do, I mean, I'm not going to do a bunch of crazy shit, but I'm going to have fun, I'm not going to let myself, I'm not going to hold myself back, I'm not going to let, fear and anxiety and stuff hold me back anymore, because most of the shit that I question myself about is just anxiety eating at me, and it's stupid shit, it's stupid things, like, I don't know, anyways, I'm not going to hate myself. I'm going to try and, like myself. I'm going to try and have more, build my self-respect and stuff more in 2020. Again, cigarettes, done, out. I'm not going to skip reading every day. I'm not going to complain at work and shit. I'm going to try not to complain about things, I'm going to try and stop doing that so much, and try and cut out that overthinking. I'm going to try not to overthink things. that's always been a problem, like overthinking stuff, and it's not healthy at all. Skipping meals, I'm not gonna skip meals, because that's part of the reason I'm so fucking skinny, is because whenever I get depressed, I don't eat and shit. And sometimes I've gone like a day or more without eating before, and that is not healthy at all. So I'm not gonna skip meals and do all of that anymore. I'm gonna eat 3 meals a day, every day, with a snack in between each meal. So I'm gonna do this, guys. It's gonna be great. I'm gonna be fucking healthy. Not gonna feel sorry for myself, and I'm not gonna chase friends, because if you don't want to hang out with me, then that's cool. I don't want anybody to hang out with me if they don't want to be around me. You know, it's that simple. If you do, I love you. Hey, you know, I love you if you don't, though. But also, people to surround myself with. I'm going to make new friends in 2020. I'm going to surround myself by people that are inspired, people that are passionate. I'm going to surround myself with people that are happy, motivated, great, wise, open-minded people. I'm going to fucking surround myself with educated people and just fun people in general. That's the type of people that I want to be around in 2020. No exceptions. Toxic people are getting cut out of my life. Anyways, that is the late night thoughts. Thanks for listening, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Later. Hey, guys. Okay, in the news section, this is some crazy shit. World War III is trending, apparently, after Trump killed an Iranian general in an airstrike. The general's name was Qasem Soleimani. The Pentagon says that this guy was planning attacks on the U.S., but I don't know if this was the way to go about it. You know what I mean? I don't know. And honestly, I can't stand Trump. I think he's getting us into more bullshit than we fucking, you know, than our country really needs right now, you know? But whatever. The fucking guy, I watched probably about 2 or 3 minutes of this fucking speech this guy was giving in Ohio tonight. And Jesus Christ, I couldn't fucking watch it, because nothing that he said was fucking really made much sense at all. I don't know if it was him or if I just smoked too much weed, but I had to smoke weed to convince myself to actually watch this guy. Also, in case anybody's wondering, I get it from, you know, I've got my card, so chill out. Medical. Anyways, this fucking guy, okay, his new slogan is Keep America Great, apparently. Fuck that. I don't see any change with this country since he's been in office, you know. Honestly, I think the Affordable Health Care Act was a fucking good thing. And if you really want to keep America great, you should just go ahead and vote for Bernie Sanders. You know? And fuck you if you don't believe in socialism. Our country is falling back on socialism. Like, say, after World War II, for instance, you know, after the Great Depression and all that. That's what pulled us out of the Great Depression and everything was fucking socialism, you know? Anyways, we use socialism to create more jobs and, you know, help the people more. You know, and Bernie Sanders is for the people, I feel like. But back to what I was fucking talking about. Donald Trump is a real asshole. He said tonight that he said he's creating peace. He pretty much was saying he was creating peace through violence. And I don't know what the fuck this guy's on, but you can't create peace through violence. I don't believe that's the way that you go about creating peace anywhere. By fucking bombing people and threatening people and fucking, you know, swinging your fucking dick around and, you know, being a fucking bully. That's not the way that you handle shit, dude. I mean, what in the fuck are we doing? We have a talk. We have a goddamn, not talk shows. We have a goddamn reality TV star as the damn president of the United States. I mean, it's fucking, it's amusing, really. You know, honestly, you know, fuck Donald Trump. There, I said it. Yeah, Donald Trump sucks. Anyways, that's it for the news. Fuck, I hope this doesn't escalate into World War III for real. Alright, later, guys. It'll get better. Vote for fucking Bernie.